أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يذلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. We put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are in the month of awe, the awesome month, the breathtaking month, the astounding month, the tremendous month, the amazing month, the humbling month, the month of Rajab. Just so that we are aware, these adjectives that we mentioned are not my doing. The month of Rajab is derived from the Arabic root Rajaba. And Rajaba means to be afraid of, or in this case, be in awe of. So the month of Rajab is the month of awe, the awesome month, the amazing month. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as the sacred month of Rajab comes to a close, I remind you again, as I remind myself, about the opportunity within this month to gain many, many, many rewards, that we should be increasing our supplication. And if we have the ability to do so, we should not miss the opportunity to fast within this great month and bi-idhnillah ta'ala gain more of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards and blessings. This month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the month of miracles, but it has been crowned with the miracle of miracles. And inshallah ta'ala, we will take this opportunity to discuss this, because when we say a miracle, in this case, we truly mean a miracle. And it is one that has never happened in the history of the human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best if it would ever happen again. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ila al-masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas samiul basir. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in his infinite wisdom he sealed the account of this miracle of miracles in the Holy Quran until Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. Otherwise, the fact that such an astounding event, that it occurred at all, has made some Muslims dismiss it as a dream or a vision, or something that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam he saw while sleeping. That it is such a miraculous event, such a mind-boggling action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done, that some Muslims literally just don't believe it, and have pontificated ad nauseum as to why it didn't happen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, any of us can dream of being in China, or standing on the moon, or talking to aliens, or if anything that we can say, yeah, I had a dream, and people will listen, and they won't doubt you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite wisdom, he started this surah with Subhanalladhi, so that it will be clear, the one who did this is free from any defect, is pure, that this was not madness that has overcome Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is evil, and it's not a shaitan or a demon or an ifrit or a marid that took him from one place to another. No, this is Subhanalladhi, the one who is pure, Subhanallah, Al-Quddus, the one who is exceedingly pure, Al-Latif, so refined, Al-Qawi, the strong, the able, the capable, the one who does what he wills. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear. This happened. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. Are you going to dispute with him about what he saw? Do you think this did not happen? This happened. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. He is not mad. He is not possessed or off his rocker. This happened. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in order for us today, in this era of science and technology, to fully grasp and appreciate what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done and what he is conveying with this miracle of miracles, the Isra and Mi'raj, the traveling by night from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis, And then from there, the mi'raj, the ascent into the heavens, through the heavens. We really need to have an appreciation of this event by having somewhat of a science lesson. We got to review some things. We need to talk about where we are in this place of time and space. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ever challenging the growth of the human intellect by causing it to reflect. If it needs to grow, you want to grow the intellect, make it reflect. Make it think. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He appreciates this in the Holy Quran by asking us, rhetorically, of course, but He asks, like, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ? Don't you use that what I gave you, this ability to think and reflect and contemplate. Use it. I gave it to you. Use it. And so in the Holy Quran, in Surah Nazi'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He challenges the human being when He says, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا وَأَغْتَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا. Are you more difficult to create than السَّمَاء, the heaven, بِنَا? Are you more difficult to create than that heaven? بِنَا. And then it's بِنَاهَا. Some scholars say that the name of this heaven, not only is it dunya, the one that we can experience, but its name is also Bina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues. He said that He raised it, rafa'aha. He raised its ceiling, its limit, and then fasawaha, and then He shaped it. Now this is where the challenge lies for all those astrophysicists. Because really, our view of where we are is limited to theory. It took us 20 plus years to get from here to Pluto. Some people died in between that mission. They planted it, they plotted it, and then, bow, sent off a probe. And just a few months ago, 20 years later. And that's within what we would call our solar system. That's within what we would call our solar system, millions of miles away. It took them that long. And millions of miles to transmit an image just to see what that place looks like all the way out there in the cold, dark regions of space. And so now they theorize that space is infinite. Most, that's the common status quo idea. But now there's some saying, no, it's not. It's huge. It's vast. But it does have a limit. Right now, we can only see 47 billion light years away. Why? Because that's all the available light that we have in space. And we'll get to that. But mind you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He shaped it, that means there's a limit. And we believe that according to hadith, of course, we believe in it soundly, that it's true and accurate, that as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said, they have a dome shape. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rafa'a samkaha fasawaha, and He raised it, ceiling, made it where it would stop, its limit, and then shaped it. وَأَغْتَشَ لَيْلَهَا, and He made its night dark. This is deep. He made its night dark. and brought out its day. وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا, and he extracted, brought it out, the light of its day. For what? This heaven. For where we are. We reside here in this heaven, as we've mentioned. One of its name is Binah, but we know it as Dunya. And we theorize that on this earth we might be found on one of the arms of this spiral galaxy that we have called the Milky Way. And so, just so that we are clear on the Milky Way galaxy, when we talk about galaxy, what is that? A galaxy is a system of millions or even billions of stars that together, they cluster together with gas and dust, and they are held together by gravitational attraction. Recently, astrophysicists, they have come to believe that at the very center of our own galaxy, that gravitational attraction is caused by what they call a supermassive black hole. And that, they believe, is going around it in blinding speed. Millions of suns, and I mean that, millions of suns spinning, spinning, spinning as they fight against the gravity of the black hole. And their theories are pretty sound. No one is really disputing that. But it's important to understand where we are and what we have as available knowledge. Again, in order to appreciate this miracle of miracles, we have to review what we know about this place in time and space. This earth is roughly 7,900 miles across, and its circumference is roughly 24,901 miles. And as Allah swore to Ali, he says, have we not made the earth spacious? Yes. This most certainly is spacious. And to understand its volume, like how much could fit in this earth? Rough calculations give us 332,500,000 cubic miles. That's a lot of earth, but it's nothing compared to the sun, in which 1,000,000 earths at least could fit within our sun. 1,000,000 earths could fit in our sun, that Allah bless us to warm us from 93 million miles away. It's really important we understand what we're dealing with. This is just what we can see. But it's important to have this as a frame of reference, because we are talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passing beyond the boundaries of this heaven and the next 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 and the next, all the way to Al-Arsh. You have to really understand what is being said to you when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, and he swears, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the star, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. This is nothing but revelation revealed. Allah swears that this event happened. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَىٰ. He was two bows lengths close to the throne. or nearer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And Allah revealed to his servant what he revealed to his servant. What was so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke every single law that lets us live to bring Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the throne? Think about that. What is that significance? Why? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? Why not do what he did with Musa alayhi salam? Call him to a place, have the people gather and speak. Musa alayhi salam, he represented the best of his people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred a ni'mah upon them by even letting them listen. Okay, you can't see, but you will hear the voice of God. Why not do that? Subhanallah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is an amazing thing here that we should never forget or let pass by or not study. This is, as I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges the intellect by causing it to reflect, think, review, study, discover. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has allowed us to come to an era where we understand the weight of what is being said. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. 186,000 miles per second. To give us an idea of how fast that is, a photon, which is a packet of light, when it shoots out from the face of the sun, 93 million miles away from us, it takes it only 8 minutes to get here. That's how fast light is traveling. 8 minutes, 93 million miles. Now think about this. We are talking about an event that occurred laylan, not a layl, laylan, by night. Not the whole of the night, a part of the night. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he left Mecca, went to Jerusalem, and went from there all the way up through that 47 billion plus space. That's just this. That's just Bina. That's just our heaven. All the way up there, past that, past Sidratul Muntaha, past all of these other things that inshallah ta'ala we get a chance to explain, to Al-Arsh. And back in part of a night. So keep the relationship. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. For 93 million miles. It takes the light of some of the suns that have died 500 million years to get here. And they're still within our visible galaxy, visible realm as far as strata, level, heaven. That light has gone out already by the time we see it in some cases. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there and back, according to one report, before his pillow got cold. Don't tell me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't blessed us to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for this deen. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something of light, some nur, to open our minds and guide us to Him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى he says الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض الله سبحانه وتعالى he is the one who created seven heavens سماء actually let me stop here We don't have an English word for this. And if we do, they stole it. We'll talk about that in another khutbah. But wallahi, we don't have a word that accurately conveys what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about sama. So you have some translators say, oh, it's a sky. And you say that to someone in English, sky, and they look up. Yeah, seven skies, I can believe that. That's not what we're talking about. And so then you say heaven. And they think, yeah, okay, seven heavens. Yeah, I heard about that. But that's not what he's talking about. These are realms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, he says, And he said to the seven heavens and the seven earths, do you come together willingly or unwillingly? And they said, willingly. So there's a joining. There's a way in which they are connected. And these are realms in which each, as we know, we are alive, there's life there as well. There is an existence there. There is a firmament there as well. There is bustling activity on each of these levels. We don't have a word for that. It's far beyond what now, today, the concepts that are prevalent, it goes way beyond what they are conveying with language and communication in our day. So to the best of our ability, we are trying to explain it in a way, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, that Allah blesses us, inshallah ta'ala, to understand it. But Allah says clearly in his book, he is the one who created sab'a samawatin, seven. There's a limit. And this is very important. Because now you have the astrophysicists pontificate. Well, because we're here, well, there could be several, maybe thousands of different verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the limiter. And by things having limits, that means they have purpose. It's not random. It doesn't just go all over the place. No. We represent Each of us, every single thing in creation, but especially the human being, we represent someone placing limits on us. We only so high, we only so wide, we only so dark, we only have so many teeth. And so there's a limit, and that limit means someone acted on you with purpose. And so when you listen to these scientists, they want to say, oh, yeah, there's probably, you know, billions of different galaxies. No, there's only seven. And there may be billions of different Earths. No, there's only seven. Subhanallah. That Allah has decided it, limited it for a purpose and given us the information so that we know by the time that they get there, our footsteps are already be dark. Yeah, they've been here and gone, bro. Y'all late to the party. We've been on that. Seven heavens and seven earths. that yes, there is life beyond our reach. It's thriving, as a matter of fact. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to Abdullah bin Umar, he quoted him saying, the distance separating one earth from the one above it is like 500 years walking. Now, just so that we understand each other, this is to give the idea. This is a time in which there wasn't a measurement of light years known at that time. Of course, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam may have known it, but Allah didn't want him to tell him about it. So this was a way to convey to the Muslims listening and to the people of that time that this distance, you couldn't live long enough to cross it. Right? Now, pause right there. That's the problem of space travel right now. Just to let you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam thousands of years ago, almost 2,000 years ago, now 14-something, that these distances, man can't live long enough to cross them. Even with all our technology and everything, that's the biggest thing. That's why NASA's paying folks to sleep, for real. Because they want to see, can the human being survive these long distances that they want to cross to explore other places? And so this relationship, this way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveying this concept, he said, this distance between this heaven, this and we don't know its ceiling. We have no idea how far its ceiling is from this earth. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it's far enough where you couldn't reach it. If you live 500 years, you still be dying at the time you got there. Bam, that's it for you. So its distance between the heaven, the ceiling of this heaven, and the earth is 500 years walking. And the distance between this heaven and the heaven above it is 500 years walking. We continue the hadith. And these heavens are comprised of seven. It's seven layers. The first earth, this one, including its people, and the second earth is where the winds reside, and from which various kinds of wind come out, just as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Baqarah, and the changing wind. In the third earth, there are creatures whose faces look like humans, but whose mouths look like dogs. And their hands resemble humans, but their legs look like the legs of cows, and their ears resemble those of goats, and their hair is like sheep's wool. And yet they do not disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a blink of an eye. And they don't wear any clothing. The hadith continues. Our day is their night, and our night is their day. In the fourth heaven, there are sulfurous rocks which the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who are condemned to hell. And thus, this hell that is spoken of in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَتَّقُوا النَّارُ الَّذِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, then fear, as he actually, beginning with this ayah, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. And if you are in doubt about what we have descended upon our slave, فَتَقُوا النَّارُ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, then fear, be aware, take heed of a fire whose fuel is men and stones, أُعِدَّتْ, prepared for those who are ungrateful rejectors of faith. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, these rocks, were mountains to be thrown on them, they would melt. So, we remind you, as we remind ourselves, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us in the dark. When we talk about these earths, they have names. According to hadith, this earth is named Adima. Why use Adima? Adam. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named him Adam because he was taken from the Adim, or the skin of the earth. So this earth is named Adima. The second is Basita. The third, Thaqila. The fourth, Batiha. The fifth, Mutathaqila. The sixth, Masika. And the seventh, Thara. These are the seven earths. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named seven heavens as well. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's named them, inshallah. First, this one, as we know, it has several names. Dunya, Allah says, calls it As-Sama'a Dunya, right? It is also known as Bina, and it is also known as Barqi'a. The distance, as we know, is between this and the next 500 years walking. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described them, that the one heaven that's above, the one below it, its size in comparison is like a ring in the desert. So whatever, think about just what we know of ours. Just what we know of ours. Got to go back to the science, because otherwise you won't understand what we are talking about here. Just what we know of our area, this heaven. We said 47 billion light years in all directions is what we could observe. Understand, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that means how long it takes light to travel 1 year. We said earlier, 93 million miles, it takes it 8 minutes. 93 million miles in 8 minutes. How long? How many miles? They're in the trillions. Some say 5 trillion, more. That's how long it takes, that's how far a photon of light can travel in 1 year. Trillions, trillions of miles. So I can't even begin to tell you how far 47 billion light years is. This realm in all directions is at least 47 billion light years across. And this is only a ring in the desert compared to the heaven above it. Subhanallah. Now, how big and bad are you? You can't even be seen from the heaven. You can't even be seen. And we puff our chests out, you know, taught ourselves the baddest man alive. Really? La ilaha illallah, we are less than nothing. We are less than nothing. There are angels that stand under the throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the seventh heaven. Were they to spread their wings, one feather would cover the earth. One feather, not a wing, one feather would cover the earth. La ilaha illallah. To bring us to this conclusion, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had made all of this journey from Mecca to Jerusalem up to the heavens. All of this for what? What purpose? I remind you, as I remind myself, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, take a real good look at Mecca al-Mukarramah. Take a real good look at the Kaaba. What do we find there that is really significant? that's physical, is the footsteps of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. That he has stood there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrined his steps so that we know what? Where to stand behind and where to face. And so just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established there with Ibrahim alayhi salam where we stand to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way to the throne to stand before him to know you, Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stand behind him when you make salah. That is what the distance is closed. When you raise your hands and say Allahu Akbar, the distance is closed between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He removes those veils and you are before him. That is the significance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us. Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like other ummas. You are special. This is a very great significance. We didn't just bring you to the Mount of Tur and stand behind Musa alayhi salam. No. You are at the throne behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a magnificent honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us all the way here, guided us to this deen, and blessed us to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other ummah is like this ummah. And every prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every one of them asked Allah, Ya Rabb, make me of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make me of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. We thank Allah, this great miracle, this great conference upon us. We didn't know to ask Allah to be of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he decided it for us. He gave us the tahleel on our tongues and in our hearts. And blessed us to be here believing in him. Thousands of years away from all of the other prophets. 1400 plus years away from our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believing and wishing that we could have supported him. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if we want to honor this deen, honor this space, honor this place, honor this position. Don't take the salah lightly. This sila, this connection that is the salah, is greater than anything. It is the most important conveyance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to confer that and let us know for all time, this ain't nothing light to take. For me to bring Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to my throne, you should know beyond what even Jibreel alayhi salam could go. He said, I can't go past this point. Only you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can go there. This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the most important thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. He has given us these times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made five times for us. Five times a day he conferred that order on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah at the throne. There was no intermediary. Jibreel alayhi salam could not carry that message. Jibreel alayhi salam could not carry that message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Allah revealed to his slave what he revealed to his slave. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, be thankful that we are Muslim. We are all ambassadors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our lives are testaments of how close we come to that ambassadorship, whether it be worthy or unworthy. Let us follow that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Adhere to it, take it, make it something that is precious, because it is. And be in the letter Allah. Reflect, inshallah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us more guidance, more ni'mah, more thawab, more blessing, inshallah ta'ala, and esteem and raise the honor of this ummah, be in the la ta'ala, and let us meet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the fountain, be in the la. Him pleased with us as his ambassadors, and we pleased, inshallah ta'ala, to be on this ummah. Aqulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum. Astaghfirullah, inna allaha ghafur rahim, inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله، إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر.